listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I'm in the Allstate Showcase studio. I talk a lot about television and movies on this show, and I have to cobble everything together. When I want to watch something, I'll watch something on my laptop. If I want to watch something that's on cable, I have to go through my cable networks. And, you know, there's a lot of great programming on the networks. You've got ABC, NBC, CBS. So it's hard to decide for some people. They want to pick one or the other. Maybe they want to cut the cable, like a lot of people have, and just go with streaming, but then there's something else somewhere else. Look, here's what I'm saying. I have on the line with us CEO Jeff Binder and his company Layer 3. It's Layer 3 TV, along with his co-founder Dave Fellows, who is their chief technology officer. You guys found a way to solve our problems, haven't you?
We have.
How did you? Okay, well, this seems common sense to blend, to unite streaming with cable television. Why hasn't this been done before?
It would sort of be like you buying a 2005 General Motors car, wondering why you didn't have a GPS in it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You know, a lot of the devices and technology that's out in the market, tens of millions of households have, are technology that's in some cases 5, even 10 years old. So the ability to sort of support social media and large on-demand libraries and kind of robust web-like user experience isn't possible, whether you want to do it or not. And then I think for a long time, the industry has sort of tried to create walled gardens that kept out other providers that might generate revenue or create relationships with consumers. So I think it's a variety of issues. But I think foremost, it's because the legacy systems aren't IP systems. So we're the first all IP nationwide cable product in the marketplace. And so IP, Internet Protocol, even though we don't run over the Internet, IP gives you all the things that you've sort of come used to in the modern age of Web 2.0. And that's simply stated, existing products by and large don't support all IP.
So does Layer 3, so when it's not a subscription either, you guys have decided there's another way to do this without making people feel obligated or tied down to a contract. What made you decide to go that route?
We just thought that you know, we should create a product that's customer friendly, that does not have the tentacles of traditional cable subscriptions, which say, hey, sign up, you're stuck with me for 2 years or 3 years. And then what happens is, you know, you have a cable operator that, you know, that helps you with problems you wouldn't have had without them, and you're stuck with them for the next couple years. So we felt like we have to live and die by our customers every day. No annual contracts, keeping it simple, always being able to get access to the best price in the market, having that pricing be straightforward without a bunch of hidden fees and other charges, was something that consumers wanted. And it's one of the reasons why the vast majority of cable and television providers are, you know, amongst the most hated companies in America year after year.
Oh, no doubt about it. And so with the subscription, someone signs up for Layer 3 TV. And what do they have access, the ability to get HBO and Showtime and Netflix and Amazon?
So today they have all of the traditional premium channels you're familiar with, and in more HD than anybody else. So we have the largest number of HD channels, whether it's traditional cable networks or premium cable networks. When you start to go out to the web, we have a variety of different OTT properties, from YouTube to things as tangential as Machinima, through the system to Golf Magazine. So we've got a ton of what I would call internet content in addition to the pay TV content that you can get through one platform. And that's, you know, that makes for a much better experience from a TV perspective. You spend all this money on a 4K, 65-inch or 50-inch television, and then you can't use it for 80% of the video you consume outside the home or outside your pay TV relationship. So bringing all of that, as much of that into that core TV experience that we can, makes for a much more integrated environment. And frankly, you spend a lot more time in front of the TV, which is which is probably not necessarily good for your health, but it's good for the TV business.
Well, I was going to say, you guys have really made binging a television an art. You can make it an art form. The access that people are going to have with all these, I mean, whether it's movies they've never seen before, entire series, they can't get up and stop watching. However, since you mentioned YouTube and all the other channels, there are that means they also have access to great exercise networks, too, or channels or videos.
That's correct.
that's what I do. I use my YouTube for exercise videos. So you can mix
that
in.
So just to give you an idea how much on-demand content we have on our platform,
you could
binge watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3.5 years.
You know what, Jeff? I think that some people would take that as a challenge.
You know what? You can go for it. 3.5 years, and by the way, over that 3.5 years, we'll have added another year and a half. So you can pretty much go 5 years straight, 24/7, and set the world record. And just by comparison, we have roughly 4 to 5 times the number of assets that Netflix has, for instance. So we have a huge on-demand library. And the point is, you can watch TV for 5 years straight without ever watching a single episode a second time. That gives new meaning to the word binge.
It really does. Let me ask you this before we cover more ground on Layer 3 TV. What do you watch? I'm curious. With the ability, now that you're bringing so much different television to so many different homes, what does a Jeff Binder watch?
Well, I tend to be drawn to the picture quality aspects of the product. So my dog, Maddie, and I watch a lot of Planet Earth, too.
Oh, that's great.
And I actually have video of her sitting in front of the TV, patiently watching different animals eat each other and wondering why she can't participate. and she does that till I turn it off. With my wife and I, we watch shows like Scandal and House of Cards on Netflix and Billions.
Yep.
And just a lot of cool stuff. I obviously get the luxury of having lots of TVs around my office. And so there's lots of TV on during the day. Unfortunately, it's mostly news, but I'm also somewhat of a news junkie. So those are sort of my weekend things. Of course, I watch Cubbies games, being a Chicagoan.
That's right. Go ahead.
And I watch Blackhawks games. And I even watch White Sox games. So I'm pretty much immersed in Chicago television.
Now, you were mentioning that before. I made you stop because you were about to tell me how you lived in Chicago long enough to deserve some time in Colorado away from the brutal winters. How long did you live in Chicago?
Oh, a handful of decades, about 3+. So.
Were you born in Chicago?
I was. I was born on the south side at Michael Reese Hospital.
And where'd you end up going to school? Like grade school, high school? We want to know.
I moved out to Northbrook and went to some high school as John Hughes.
Okay. Oh, that's Glenbrook. Great. Glenbrook.
And where he filmed his many, that and Niles West, where he filmed his many shows from 16 Candles, where I did a cameo in the gym, to Breakfast Club and Risky Business and a lot of them. So that was very much a part of my youth, was watching those movies.
And are you coming in town next week? For our event?
No, I will not be in town next week, but I would love to come to a subsequent event and stop by the studio and visit you. And
oh, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. We have to get a tour of your old stomping grounds and just do like
absolutely
a part Jeff Binder tour, part John Hughes tour of all those great movies.
Yes.
I think we need to do like a movie fest on a Layer 3 TV platform and then take a tour. Can you hold on the line? I want to talk a little bit more about some of the differences between you guys and what people are already experiencing when it comes either to streaming or cable television, because there's a couple
sure.
things that I don't think people realize that we all just kind of have bought into for a long time. It's time to shake things up a little bit when it comes to watching television. More with Jeff Binder, the CEO of Layer 3 TV. We have a live event next Tuesday at the Zanies in Rosemont. We'll get more information about how you can see that show, be a part of the VIP event. We come back after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I'm in the Allstate Showcase studio talking television. I know, it's surprising. I watch so much TV. I grew up on television, and I actually did not have cable television until I went away to college. And so for me, you know, you get used to what you get what you get. And then when streaming came along, I decided, oh, you know, I'm gonna keep both. I have both a Roku and I have my DirecTV, but I have to switch back and forth. I can't always find what I want to watch. I end up having to Google everything. Where do I watch that? Where can I get an episode of this? And our friend, CEO of Layer 3 TV, Jeff Binder's on the line. He, along with co-founder, is it Dave Fellows? Dave Fellows have come up with a solution for all of us. Well, I know it's not specifically for me, Jeff, but I kind of feel like it is.
It is for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because you can record all the comedy shows that have ever been played.
Uh-oh.
Because we have this huge DVR, mm-hmm. thousands of shows, in terms of comedy, we've got, you know, Comedy's Unleashed. We've got all kinds of great, great content that you'd want to save forever, which is one of the advantages of having a huge DVR. You never have to delete anything. So that is a big part of, you know, what we call sort of the base functionality of the product. And also making sure that you know, while there are some great shows on a lot of the kind of internet providers, the library is so big that 99 times out of 100, you don't actually have to leave our core library, and you can get access to those programs and just watch them in true TV quality instead of internet quality.
So if you can record eight, did you say eight shows I can record at once?
You can record eight shows at once. You can keep thousands of shows on the DVR. It's pretty hard to fill it up, and we're actually adding cloud DVR in the future, which will get unlimited.
Okay.
Also allow you to be able to take that content and consume it on your iPad, your DVR content, to other places outside of the home.
How is it when someone's learning how to use this, right? If as far as learning how to find the menu, how to record something, how to access that, is it hard for, like, let's say my mom was using this, and she's used cable television for a long time. Have people found that this is an easy transition for them, having to navigate?
Much easier. Think of it as like an autonomous car. So we have a whole modern machine learning engine that figures out what you watch, and everybody in the household has a profile. So obviously, if you're over at your mom's house, she watches far different things than you do. So you can have a profile at your mom's house. She has a profile at her house. And then what we do is we surface the things that resonate with your typical viewing behavior. So if you watch a lot of comedy, when you go to your mom's house, you log into your profile, we're going to go in and find all the comedy playing live and all of the relevant on-demand comedy that we think you'd be interested in.
Okay.
So you generally don't even have to go past the first page. You don't have to go through a traditional good guide and scroll up and down and look out in time or even do a search. We figure that out for you, and we get it right almost 90% of the time.
Oh, that's significant.
So the learning curve for your mom is super short. Within probably a half an hour, she'll never go back to a traditional interface.
It just sounds like fun to use. And what I've been reading, I did a little bit of research. I was reading some of the reviews, and one of the things that seems to keep popping up is how much people really appreciate the customer service. How are you training your customer support that sets them apart from other companies?
Well, first, we tend to pay people more, which helps.
Yes. I know. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yeah, it tends to help. We have a laser focus on training. All of our care is U.S.-based. So that obviously helps as well, because there's a empathy and a proximity and a product knowledge. It's very hard, for instance, I'll give you an example. If you can say names of competitors, I'll be nice.
Okay.
But if you have XYZ company and they've got a bunch of people in India that are doing care calls and they've never actually seen the product because that service isn't available there, how are they going to help you? All they're going to do is read a script and barely understand you when you speak, and so you're going to, by definition, have probably a pretty awful experience. What we do is we train our customer reps to not use scripts. In the same way, when you walk into an Apple store and you have a problem with your iPhone, the Apple genius doesn't pull out a book and start reading out of it to fix your phone.
Right. Yeah, that would be
he
disconcerting.
Your phone,
right?
He fixes your phone, or he doesn't, and he gives you a new one. And so we do the same thing. And we don't really compare ourselves to cable. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Mike Huckabee Twitter storm today, but he had a series of tweets, and I'm just repeating them, but how bad is that Comcast service? I'd rather have Obama back as president than have Comcast.
Wow.
If Mike Huckabee is saying that, that's really bad. And then here's the second one. Mafia better service than a Comcast. Sure, they shoot you, but it's over with, and they don't charge you for the bullet.
I have seen a huge amount of just negative comments on various providers, but that one in particular. How tempting, by the way, Jeff, was it to try tweet back at him? Have you tried Layer 3 TV?
I wasn't tempting. I did it.
you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yes.
So the point is that, you know, we don't compare our care to cable. There's no comparison. We try to compare ourselves to the best, the Amazons, the Apples, the Nordstroms, the Zappos. That's really where we're attempting to go. And we think that care is just as important as the quality of the video, as the size of the DVR, as value of what you pay for and get. It's all part of that straightforward pricing, straightforward care, straightforward product. When you make mistakes, fix them, and a customer is your number one priority. And for us, we have built and continue to build a culture which puts the customer first. So we have a daily call where we look at any customer issues, and whatever the customers are needing most becomes our priority. And that's how we don't decide in our own opinion what's important to customers. We listen to the customer, and we make that part of our DNA. And that's not just lip service. That is across the organization. And I think that others have taken for granted some of the monopolies that have existed in the marketplace for too long and just haven't really listened to customers.
And that I think that people feel that way all the time. They feel frustrated, which is why they end up on Twitter, clearly complaining that way, since they can't get any immediate relief from the provider that they have. I want to let everyone know that we have an event lot next week with Layer 3 TV out at the Zanies in Rosemont. You can go to layer3tv.com/comedy, and there is a VIP reception before the show with food and drink included, and I'll be performing. I'm excited to be a part of this event, and it's one of my favorite clubs. I'm sorry you're not going to have a chance, but Zanies in Rosemont is one of the best comedy clubs in the country. So it's a good pairing that night.
It is. I love Zanies. I've been there many times.
It's so much fun. Well, before we let you go, I do want to ask you about one more thing about the set-top box. You guys had this designed by BMW?
We did. So you can pick your colors and your top colors.
What?
We'll start to be. Yeah. So, like, if you wanted a WGN top, we could do that for you.
Oh, come on. All right, then. Now I know what I'm getting. I love that. Or maybe Cubs. I mean, WGN's good. Cubs is good. I'll have to figure it. Maybe for... Now, if you have one in the living room, do you need a box in each room that you are watching television? So that's hooked up?
You do right now if you want to watch TV on your iPad, for instance, in the house or a smaller device. But here's the cool thing. All of the boxes that go in all the other rooms are pretty small, and they actually are wireless. So you don't have to connect them to anything but the TV and power.
Okay.
So you can put a TV anywhere you want, inside or outside your house, as long as you can get power to it.
I like the idea of putting my TV outside. I have dreams of that, of having a porch big enough to watch my movies out on my backyard.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know if you know this as well, but we have an all-electric vehicle service fleet. So you'll see probably in Chicago, you know, Tesla Model X's and BMW i3s driving around as part of our commitment to sustainability and being green. And it's also a very cost-effective way, believe it or not, to run a service fleet.
That sounds great. I love what you're doing. I love that you guys saw a problem and went, you know what? Things would have to stay the same way. You guys are really working on what's next, and that's you got to disrupt things. You got to go, here's a solution to what people don't even realize sometimes is the problem.
Exactly.
Such a great idea. Well, I'm sorry I won't get to see you at the event at Zanies next week, but I do look forward to the next time you're in town.
Yes, I want a rain check.
Excellent. I'll take it. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Have a great, again, we've been talking to Jeff Binder, the CEO of Layer 3 TV. You can go to layer3tv.com for more information and our event next week. You can do layer3tv.com/comedy and register for a pair of tickets for our VIP reception before the comedy show in Rosemont. Have a great day, Jeff. Enjoy the sunshine in 81 degrees. We're getting close to being consistently near there, but not quite yet.
All right. Well, thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much. More after this on 720 WGN.